What's up, Missions fans? I'm Brian Yanselson here in Wichita, Kansas, with Missions reliever Tyson Nabors. Tyson, yesterday an inning and a third scoreless against the Wind Surge. First and foremost, how are you feeling out there?
It was good. Just good to get back out there, back in a state I'm, you know, familiar with, and see some familiar faces, and just go out there and compete, do my thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to believe that basically a year ago you were pitching for Kansas State and now here you are. So a couple of things to go with that. First of all, did you realize that yesterday was KU night at the ballpark?
I did. I saw early in the week that they made a mistake and made KU night this week. out of all weeks, of course, it's when we're here. And I saw they have a K-State night on the 24th. I was joking, said, I might tell Skip I'll miss that that game and be in Wichita and throw the first pitch, but I thought it was all right. I mean, never like to see KU fans around, but you know, it brought more people to the ballpark, so I'll take it.
And you're used to wanting to quiet KU, right? And you did just that.
Yeah, for sure.
Now you also quieted a former Wildcat, your roommate Kalen Culpepper. Now, this is the second time you faced him this year, correct? You faced him when you were with Fort Wayne. He got a double off you that time.
Yeah.
You struck him out this time around.
Yep.
What changed?
Well, I didn't throw him a slider first pitch, but that changed. Yeah, I mean, he's a great hitter. Honestly, the best hitter I've faced to this point or has been able to face multiple times. And, you know, he knows me really well, and I know him really well. And we always just have joking conversations of, you know, what the bat's going to go like next or whatever. But it's good to compete against him and, you know, get to catch up with him. So.
That fastball up and in, just a little brush back or slip away?
It was totally just an accident, but I did, like, kind of chuckle. I was like, oh, well, I went up and in now. I didn't mean to, but it sure went up and in. So, yeah, he told me he would have been upset if I hit him there. And I was like, I would have been too. So,
oh, that's too funny. What a small world, and I'm sure that's going to be the second of many opportunities you have to face each other. So we're definitely looking forward to that. But you've been here with AA San Antonio for about a month now. What do you feel has gone right, and how do you feel in general at this level?
I mean, it's good. Just, you know, playing better, I'd say, more high-quality baseball, better competition. And, you know, you always want to rise the level of your competition. But also, with that being said, just be yourself. Just kind of stay within myself, not try to overthrow or try and do too much or be more nasty. It's just, you know, being true to who I am as a person and as a pitcher. So it's been good to, you know, grind with the guys the last couple months, or I guess the last month, and getting to know them and, you know, feel comfortable. So,
are there any specifics that you feel have been harder at the AA level that you've had to adjust to?
I think really just better approach at the plate. You know, good hitters, you know, they'll hit your mistakes more often. And yeah, but I think, like I said, going back to just, you know, staying within myself and not trying to do too much, and it'll be just fine.
Now, we talked about you being in a place you like to call home for the last few years, but your real home, Texas, you're back in San Antonio. So how's that been like to call Texas home once again?
Yeah, it's awesome. Just, you know, be in Texas, and all the away stadiums for the most part are pretty close to home. So family and friends are pulling up to almost every home and away series. So it's cool to catch up with some old familiar faces and, you know, have a great support group around you no matter where you are.
The Traveling Tyson Nabors Fan Club. Love to see it. What's your biggest goal as this season continues?
I mean, I think, like I said, just to, you know, stay true to myself and not, you know, necessarily go searching. And, you know, if things go wrong, just know that, you know, what I've got is good enough, and it'll play, you know, over the play. Just keep pounding the zone and letting the defense play behind me and, you know, stay true.
Awesome. Well, Tyson Nabors, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Stu, back to you.